God is good. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. We want to look to his word here just in a few moments and let him just feed us good with the word of God. We look to him and we ask that his blessing, his Holy Ghost anointing be poured out upon the service today. Lord, we thank you, God, for the word of God. We thank you for the truth. We thank you for the message of truth. And God, we ask you, Lord, as you anoint thy word this day, that you pour your Holy Ghost power out upon us. All that will receive this message, to all the airways it will be played to, and all that will hear this message, let it be an inspiration and a blessing to them. Let them be touched by the mighty power and the presence of God. And God, we just give you the praise for it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. God's word, the Bible said we ought to count it more important to us than our necessary food. Amen. And we all know we have to have food to survive, and the body was created that way, and it has to have food. Amen. Made to take in food. Sometimes we probably take in more than we need, but anyway, it was made to have food. And the Word of God should be more important to us than that necessary physical food. Amen. I want to look in 2 Timothy in chapter 1, here in verse 6 and verse 7. Wherefore I put thee in remembrance, that thou stir up the gift of God which is in thee by the putting on of thy hands. Amen. How true that is. And right after that in verse 7 it says, for God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. I want to minister a little bit this afternoon or this day on the thought, a sound mind. Amen. We need a sound mind if we are going to get anywhere with God. Amen. And he's not appointed to us that we would have a spirit of fear, but power, love, and that sound mind. This is the promises of God. Now, in Titus in 2 and 6, it tells us that not only do we need a sound mind, but we need a sober mind. Titus 2 and 6, we need a sober mind. Now, not only can a person be drunken by alcohol or by drugs, the Bible says we can be drunken by the cares of life. They, some people so twisted up and everything around them that you couldn't get their attention if you had to. And their mind literally is no longer able to think clear. Amen. And if you're going to have a sound mind, you got to have a mind that will think clear. And you got to have a mind that will listen to the voice of God. And a mind that will allow God to deal with it, allow God to speak. And I know we've got some things going on we've been praying about and some things for the ministry. And every time I think and put my mind on them, the Holy Ghost goes to quickening me. Well, see, I know that God is at work. I know that God's doing something above, exceedingly above all that I can ask or think, according to the power of God that's already working within me. God is on the scene. And we've got to have that stable mind to understand that. And a mind that stayed upon the things of God. Now, I want to go over in the Old Testament in Nehemiah, and I could stay there and preach a whole message from it, but I just want to lift some thoughts from it. And Nehemiah in the 4th chapter and in verse 6, it says, so build we the wall, and all the wall was joined together unto the half thereof, for the people had a mind to work. And if we get anything done from God, we're going to have not only a sound mind, a sober mind, but we're going to have a mind that's set on working, a mind that's willing to do something for God. I mean, some people, You know, they put everything off. They're procrastinators, and they put it all off. We can't be procrastinators in the things of God. We've got to seek the face of God. And my wife will tell you, I'm the most miserable person if I don't have an outline of things that I'm trying to get done for the cause and the kingdom of God. I can't just have idle hands. I can't just sit around and be idle. You know, a little bit of rest. You know, we have to have the time to rest and take the time to rest. But outside of that, I've got to be up on my feet because I got a mind in me to work. I got a mind in me to do the things that God has given me to do. And I love doing the things that God has given me to do. But the people there in this fourth chapter of Nehemiah, in the sixth verse, they had a mind to work. Now, I want to pick up over in the 17th verse of that same chapter. They which build on the wall, and they that bear burdens with those that layeth ever one which with one of his hands wrought in the work, and with the other hand held a weapon. Now these people here, not only did they have a mind to work, they must have a mind to fight. Because they had a weapon in one hand and a hammer or whatever they're using in the other hand. I mean, they was double-tasking. They was double-timing. They had their self so strung out to that point. And I want to just cover the next few verses here and let you have a little bit of understanding of Nehemiah here, what he was talking about. For the builders, everyone had his sword girded on his side, and so built. While they was working, this is in verse 18, while they were working, the sword was girded on their side, and so they built. And he that sounded the trumpet was by me. Now they had a watchman, they had someone that sounded the trumpet. And I said unto the nobles and to the rulers and to the rest of the people, the work is great and large, and we are separate upon the wall, one far from another. Verse 20. In what place, therefore, ye hear a sound of the trumpet, resort ye thither unto us. Our God shall fight for us. I like, you know, a lot of people don't like King James Version because they said, you know, they got to have some watered down translation that throws a bunch of modern day words in it. But that's plain to understand to me. Here's what he was saying. He's saying, we are so far apart that we, you know, not together. We're working all down the wall. But when the watchman sounds the trumpet, then we run and get together, because God's going to fight for us. Amen. Don't worry about it. God is going to fight for us. We've got to have that mind within us, not only to work, but to realize that our labor is not in vain, and God is going to come through for us. Amen. I mean, they're the old skeptics, you know, they come along and say this and say that. And, you know, over in Psalms it said in one place, what will the righteous man doeth if a foundation be destroyed? And I read in the New Testament, the Bible said, in the foundation stand the sure. I'm not worrying about the foundation be destroyed. I'm not worrying about the outcome of the battle. Because when he, amen, is going to fight for us, amen, he's going to be our refuge. He's our high tower. He's our strength, amen. He's that which in the midst of the battle, he's our buckler, he's our stay. In verse 21, so we labored in the work. Here's where they were. They were labored in the work. They was building with one, a weapon in one hand and a tool in the other hand. And the watchman was on either side to sound when the enemy would come so that God could fight for them. And in that condition, verse 21 said, so we labored. Now, it goes on beyond that. In the work, and half of them held the spear from the rising of the morning till the stars appeared. Now, he said, we got half of the folks are working from the morning early, crack of dawn, until the time the stars appear in the sky, from daylight unto nightfall unto dark. Amen. And then in verse 22 it says, likewise, at the same time said unto the people, let everyone with his servant lodge within Jerusalem, that in the night they may be a guard to us and labor on the day. You say, well, that's not too, they just got 12-hour shifts. You didn't catch it. You didn't catch it. Listen again. They was a crowd that was working from the time the sun up till the time set down, the stars began to shine. And then he said, okay, let's have all the rest of the people watch of a night. So not only were they was working during the day and working with a weapon in the hand and a tool in the hand, they was working also of a night, for they was standing guard. And then in verse 23, listen to this. So neither I nor my brethren nor my servants, nor the men of the guard which followed me, none of us put off our clothing. Simply, when you go home to go to sleep, you take off your clothing. You put on your bed clothing and you go to bed. But he said here, neither of us, not the servants, not the guards, not the brethren that worked, not any of us, put off our clothing, save that everyone put them off for the washing. In other words, when your clothes got so dirty you couldn't stand them, or people around you couldn't stand them, got so dirty they had to be washed, you put them off to wash them and put them back on and went back to the duty. These were a people that had a mind to work. What are you saying, Brother Goat? I think the duties of the Lord is 24/7. We don't ever, listen, we don't ever take a rest from the vacation, or take a vacation, those said, from the duties that God's give us. Amen. We stay, amen, in that mind of being willing to work, whether it's day, whether it's night, whenever it might be, we've got to be willing to work in the vineyards, amen, and for the Lord. Now then, where did you say, Brother Goad, where in the world did these folks get all this strength? Well, I read some more of the book, and I found over in Nehemiah in the 8th chapter in verse 10, and you're going to recognize this one. Amen. Then he said unto them, go ye way, eat the fat and drink the sweet, and send portions unto them for whom nothing is prepared. And then listen to this. For this day is holy unto the Lord, neither be ye sorrow, for the joy of the Lord is our strength. While you've got a sound mind, a sober mind, a mind to work, you've got to have joy within it. Amen? And if you do, that becomes your strength. Amen? You ever notice when you have a bad day and you just feel all down, is you don't feel like doing anything? You ever notice that your frame of mind determines how much energy you got? Amen. If you just feel blah, you know, you just don't have no energy to do anything. But when you get a touch from the Lord, amen, then God, amen, is able to give you strength and build you up. Amen. Isaiah 26:3 said, perfect peace, amen, our mind is stayed upon the Lord. When we stay our mind upon the Lord, we're going to have perfect peace. I mean, in the world, you're going to have trials and tribulation. I mean, the world's going to have a mess. But when you stay your mind upon the Lord, you're going to have perfect peace. And then in Luke, in the 12th chapter in verse 29, neither be ye of a double mind or of a doubtful mind. We've got to have a mind that trusts God, that trust, that which you've committed unto him against that day, knowing that he's able to keep it. Amen. You got to be able to walk and function in that. Then in 1 Corinthians, Paul's writings in the 10th verse of the first chapter, talks about how they had a same mind. You know, if we set out to do something, we got to have the same mind about it. We can't be divided up every direction and one saying, well, we're going to do this, and one's going to do this, and one saying, do the other. We got to have the same mind. Amen. We got to think in that mindset, amen, that we are alike. Then in 1 Corinthians, in the second chapter, getting 1 Corinthians to help, I was in 2 Corinthians. Didn't start out like it was going to read like I wanted to. Amen. In 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and in verse 16 of chapter 2. For who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct us? But we have the mind of Christ. Amen. We must have the mind of Christ. We must be willing to think as he thought. Amen. And it goes on to tell us a little further in the understanding of that. We know that we can only have the mind of Christ when we walk in the Spirit. And we must be led by the Spirit. And as we are led by the Spirit, then in that understanding, we're going to have the mind of Christ. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God. The Bible said it's not even subject to the Spirit. It's not even subject to the things of God. Amen. Then one that I really like, and that's where I was trying to get a minute to go, was trying to get ahead of myself and get over in 2 Corinthians in the 8th chapter and in verse 12. For if there be first a willing mind is acceptable to God and is acceptable that a man has and not according to that he has not. If this mind we got is willing, that's acceptable to God. That's something that God can use and work with. You know, the old saying goes, you can take a horse to water, you can't make him drink. You can stick his head down the water, but he don't want to drink, he's not going to drink. And I've tried to work with people that didn't have a willing mind, and there's nothing you can do with them. Amen. They're not going to be led by the Spirit. They're not going to take instructions. They're not going to function. They're not going to work. They got to have a willing mind. And that's the reason Paul said you got to have a willing mind. Then on over in the 13th chapter of that same 2 Corinthians in verse 11, I believe it's 13 and 11. And it says, finally, brethren, farewell, be perfect, be of good comfort, be of one mind. Paul left the instructions to the Corinthians, be of one mind, live in peace, and the God of love and peace shall be with you. Amen. We see and understand in America today that 90-some percent of all tranquilizers is took by American people. We are in a mess. We literally don't have peace of mind. We don't have, as a whole, the American people are in turmoil. And people are just literally tossed to and fro. First of all, the Bible says, by every wind and every sound of every doctrine. But when we walk in the understanding of God's Spirit, amen, and we have that mind that's in one accord with the Lord, in one mind, and throughout the Word of God, Paul taught on it time and time and time again, being of one mind. And that mind must be a sound mind. Sober mind, a mind willing to work, a mind that's willing to be obedient to God. Then Philippians in chapter 1 and verse 27, there again Paul's writings of the Philippians, and it says these words, in one spirit with one mind. We've got to be of the same spirit, that one which was in Christ Jesus. And that mind must be the mind that was in Christ Jesus. And you know, on the day of Pentecost, there was all in one mind and one accord. And the Spirit of God came down and moved in a miraculous way, added to the church. And many were saved, filled with the power of His Spirit. Amen. Throughout the book of Acts. And every place, if you study out Paul's writing and you study it out, you'll find in every place they were in one mind. They were in one accord. God done many wonders. God done supernatural things because they were in one mind. And Philippians in the second chapter, in verse 2, being of one accord. There's that word accord, like I said, in the book of Acts. All the times that God moved miraculously, they was in one accord and of one mind. And Romans, in the 8th chapter of Romans, and I believe we find in the Romans 8 and 27, we find these words. And he that searcheth the heart knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to his will. That's the reason it's so important to have the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost, amen, brings us into the mind of God and of Christ and of the Spirit. Amen. And we can see God move and we can see the results. Romans 11 and 34, the 11th chapter and verse 34. For who has known the mind of the Lord, or who has been his counselor? Amen. That's the highest mind there is. He's not had a counselor. You know, I like what, you know, he said to Job. You know, Job got a little lifted up there in one of the verses, and God said to him, Job, where was you when I hung the stars, when I put the planets up there? I've used a songbook a lot of time and hold it up in the air, and I said, we think we're something. We can't even make a songbook stay up in the air. And God, by his word, hung all the stars and all the planets in the fullness of this world. And he asked Job, he said, where was you when I did all this? Amen. Here the writer declares, Paul declared, who has been his counselor? Who? God is the mind. And who's been his counselor? Who has went before him? So if we have the mind of Christ and we're in one mind and we have the Spirit of the Lord, amen, then we're going to have something going on in our life. And then in 1 Peter, we find there again in 3 and 8, it said, be all of one mind, not just one or two of us. If we want to see something accomplished, we're going to have the unity like they did on the day of Pentecost, and we have to be all of one mind. And then in Philippians, I want to go to the second chapter of Philippians in verse 5 and verse 6. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Verse 6. Who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. Who was Jesus? He was the expressed image of God. He was an exact likeness. If you'd seen, amen, you'd seen him, the Father was just like him. Jesus was the expressed image of God. And God, by the mind of God, Paul already told us that who canceled him. In other words, there was no mind higher or above that mind. So Christ had this mind in him. And God said that we must have the mind of Christ, who thought it not robbery to be equal with God. Amen. Then in James, we find that God warns us about being double-minded. Because if we have a double mind, it's like having a doubtful mind. You know, some people doubt and question everything that God says or everything His Word says. They're trying to find some way around it. But I'm telling you, my friend, there's no way around the Word of God today. Amen. It's been forevermore settled in heaven. In James, in the first chapter, in verse 5, and look at what it says in these verses. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, not wavering. For he that wavereth is like the waves of the sea, driven with the winds and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. Let me summarize it real quickly. Be of a sound mind, because God did not give us the spirit of love, but a power and sound mind. Be of a sober mind, a mind to work, a mind that has peace stayed in the Lord. Be not doubtful of the things of God. Have the same mind as Christ, being willing in mind to follow after, and being that which is in the spirit of that mind of Christ, the one thought it not robbery to be equal with God, and know that there's no other mind, no other thoughts than that which is of God, because nobody counseled him. And understand that if we have a double mind, we're like the waves of the sea, tossed to and fro, and let not that man think he shall receive anything from the Lord. God has given us a mind to use for his glory. God has given us his spirit to abide within us, and we can have the mind of Christ. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the power and the anointing of your word. We thank you, Lord, that we can have the mind of Christ, and we can have the understanding wherein that Christ thought it not robbery to be equal with God. And God, that his thoughts and his ways are far beyond ours, but God, that by the Spirit he brings us into that inner circle, and we have that glimpse, we have that vision, we have that insight, and we have the mind of Christ, so that our lives can be victorious and we can not be ignorant to the devices of Satan, but be of that sound mind, and being of one accord, we will accomplish the things wherein God has called and purposed for us to do. We can be as those in the days of Nehemiah. We can be of a people that's willing to work. We can be of a people that God can use to accomplish whatsoever he will in his mighty name. God, we just give you the praise for it, Lord. God, touch and heal, bless, and set free is our prayer. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen. God love you and God bless you. Amen. God is real. Amen. His word is true, and it will not return void.